So, Tan Rabbanan. Meid echad min hatzibur chayavid. If one member of the community died, so then you still bring the karban, as we've already discussed, because ein tzibur meit. But echad mi beit din pturin. But if a member of beit din dies, so then you're exempt. So man tana, who authors that position? Amar of chista, amar of bizeir, amar of yirmi, amar rav, rabbi meir heid, amar beit din, mivin, velo tzibur. That depends on whether you think the karban is behalf of the community or on behalf of beit din. Hilkach, meid echad min hatzibur, chayavim, dehakayim kulei. Right, the Gemara now sort of hides itself from the previous statement. He says, look, if one of the people dies, according to a mayor, you don't even need the svara of Ein Tzibur Meit. Because for him, the people who are liable are the Beit Din, right? So this makes it very clear that the people who are liable are the Beit Din, not just that they're representing everyone. They're the ones who are liable for every mayor. Me'erechad min Beit Din pturin, de'havi lo chatat, she'me'erechad min ha'shutfin. Because it's a case of a chatat where one of the partners died. De'mishum ha'achi pturin, ma'tif la Rabbi Yosef, v'nuk ma'ke Rabbi Shimon damar Beit Din im ha'tzibur. Why do you need this to be like Reb Meir? I have another solution. Say it's Reb Shimon, who says that the Beit Din brings and the Tzibur brings. Meid echad min hatzibur chayavin, de ein tzibur meid din. Right? We just established this principle. Why are you telling me that the only way to justify this position is according to Reb Meir, who says that the karban has been a half of Beit Din, and therefore the Tzibur is irrelevant, all that matters is the Beit Din. I have a better solution for you, which is both the Tzibur and the Beit Din are relevant here. It's just that there's no magic rule by Beit Din. By Beit Din, if somebody dies, so it's like any other chatat, that if one of the partners dies, you don't bring a karban chatat. As opposed to the tzibur, that if one of the tzibur dies, so, ein tzibur meit. So, meid echad mi Beit Din pturin k'dam rinan de chatat shutfini. So, amar le abaye. He said, you're right, in principle, that could work. But for Rabbi Shimon himself, it won't work. Why? Shaminan later Rabbi Shimon damar chatat shutfin ein ameita. Because he's the outlier. The majority position is that only a tzibur is unique, but not a regular partnership of a chatat. A regular partnership of a chatat, if one of the partners dies, then you in fact don't bring the karban. But Rabbi Shimon thinks that even a partnership, if one of the partners dies, you still bring the karban. Either because, you know, conceptually you could say either because he thinks that even his partnership is a corporate entity, or he just thinks rove, that you don't need all the owners to die, you just need to be there, be a surviving owner. Titania, the Braitza says, Parvisair shel Yom HaKippurim, the cow and the goat of Yom Kippur, Sha'avdu, they got lost. And you separate another one. So Yamutu Kulan, Divrei Yehuda, right? They have to die. Because he, right, you have basically, right, you have every extreme. Rabbi Yehuda thinks that, as Rashi notes, even a chatat sibur can die. Right? Which means that, according to our conceptual model, I would suggest that he doesn't believe in the corporate entity, svara. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, Omer, Yiru. You let the karban, so the phrase is technically yiruachi stavu. That in certain cases, you can't kill it. What you do is you have to let it graze until it develops a mum, and then you can deal with it. So you see that Reb Shimon holds that that even a tzibur, even a shutfin, rather, if one of the members of the shutfut dies, the karban is not invalidated. And that's why he thinks you need to leave it until it develops a mum, and only then can you kill it. But it isn't immediately invalidated. The Gemara says, really? Amar le'er of Yosef, that's your example? That's not a normal karban ha-shutfin. The karban Yom Kippur you're talking about is the karban of the kohanim. Kohanim kamart. Shiny kohanim, dikri kahal. Right? You want to tell me that a regular group of shutfin has this corporate entity status? It's not true. That it's a kahal? It's not true. The kohanim, as an entity, they exist as an entity. Fine. Dichtiv. So then the Gemara says, but if you think that the Kohanim have the status of a Kahal, so why don't you have a Par Hilam Davar Shel Kohanim, essentially? Maybe you'll tell me you can. That's a problem. Tafi Lehu Shvatim. We already said 12. But if you're going to tell me that for these purposes the Kohanim are a Kahal, then there are 13 potential Shvatim who can bring a Karban, and we already said that the maximum position is 12. So Elam Rav Acha Bar Yaakov, Shifto Shalevi Lo Ikru Kahal. The Levim are not called a Kahal. Tichtiv, Hinini Mafrecha Bar Yaakov Neta'atich HaLekal Amim V'Gomer. Kol Sheyesh Lo Achuza. At the end of it is that he'll give them land. So he says, anyone who gets a portion of the land for these purposes is a Kahal. The Kol Sheyesh Lo Achuza Lo Ikri Kahal. But he says, wait a second. Imkein chasre lo yud beit shvatim. So then you only have 11 shvatim. Amar Abaye, and anyone who knows Chumash should know the answer to this. No. Levi is out. And Yosef is 2. Right, this is not a chiddush. Anyone who knows Vayechi knows this. Amar Abaye, Ephraim, Menashe, Kiruvain, Vishimon, Yehuli. That's what Yaakov said. That Ephraim and Menashe become shvatim. Amarava Vaktiv Al Shemachayem Yikru Venachalatam. They're called on like their brothers with regard to inheritance, which implies Kinachalahu Linachalahu Ksuvalola Davaracher, that the unique status of Ephraim and Manasseh are limited to the world of inheritance and not to other things. The Gemara says, "V'lo, really? Ephraim and Menashe are only unique shvatim for the purpose of inheritance? Have you ever read Sefer Bamidbar? V'chalukin b'digalim. They had separate flags. Right? When they divided up Klal Yisrael in the Midbar, they were separate entities. They got their own flag." The Gemara says, nah. K'nachalatan Kachaniatan. He said those two are conceptually related because the way that they inherited was the way they set up the machane. Kidei lechalek kavod lidigalim, to honor their representative flags. The Gemara said, no. V'chalukin b'nisiyim. They also have their own nasi. So he says, ha'ulach lo kavod l'nisiyim. That's just giving honor to the nisiyim. D'tanya, like the Brisa tells you, that Shlomo asa shiva yimei Chanukah. Shlomo had made a 7-day inauguration of Beit HaMikdash. Umara Moshe la'asot shnei masar yimei Chanukah. So why did Moshe make 12 for the Mishkan? Kedei la'aklo kavod l'nisiyim, to give them honor. So my haviyala, what's the conclusion after all this? Now that we've negated every proof, okay? So we're left with ambiguity. What's the conclusion? Tashma, Titania, meaning my haviyala on the Shutfin question, right? Meaning this has been a long excursus on the Shutfin. So Tashma, Titania, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Chamesh Chataot Meitot. There are 5 cases in which the Chatat has to die. Vlad Chatat, a animal born of a Chatat, which has the Kedusha of a Chatat but can't be brought. Utmurot Chatat, the same is true of a Tmura, right? The trade where you try to trade it, right? This is a pasuk that hu tmarato yiyeh kodesh. Both the first and the second one become kadosh. V'chatat shemetu be'alea, and a chatat whose owners die. V'chatat shenitkapru be'alea, or a chatat whose owners already got kapara. V'chatat she'avru shnata. And a chatat that is now too old, it's more than a year old, it can't be brought. V'i ata yachal omar vlad chatat betzibor. A tzibor can't have a vlad chatat. She ein tzibor mafrishin nekeva. Because a normal chatat is a nekeva, is a female. But the karban of the am is a male. And therefore it can't have a child. V'i ata yachal omar tmurat chatat betzibor. Nor can you say that you'll have a tmurat chatat betzibor she'ain tmurah betzibor, because the tzibor can't do tmurah, which again may relate to this corporate entity thing. There is no person who could do the tmurah. No single person is responsible. V'yata yachal omar chatat she'meitu ba'aleh betzibor she'ain tzibor meitim. And you can't have by a tzibor a chatat whose owners died, because as we said, a community can't die. But we didn't hear what the status is of a chata that belongs to a tzibor of the other two cases of chatot shemetu. Yachal yamutu. So you might have thought that since they're left without an explicit proof, they should die. So amart yomot satum mina miforash. We derive the ones that have no explicit pasuk from the ones that do. So therefore, all five of these cannot happen with tzibor. The Gemara says, "V'chidan efshar, misha'i efshar." Can you really derive that which is impossible from that which is possible? Meaning, three of these we excluded because they were impossible. So, how can you derive the other two which are theoretically possible? So the Gemara says, Reb Shimon b'chad makom gamir. Reb Shimon, in fact, thinks that you are allowed to derive it. Hadron Allah horu beitin. So that is the end of this parak. So the second parak now moves on from the carbon of the par of the tzibor to one of the other two unique carbonot that we have. The second parak deals with the carbon of the Kohen Gadol, when the Kohen sins by accident, so he has a unique carbon. But, and the king does as well, that's the Kohen, that's from this week's parasha, the carbon of the Nasi. The distinction, however, is as follows. The Kohen is more similar in a certain way to the Paralam Dever Shel Tzibor, because he brings the Karban if he paskins wrong and follows his own psak. Because he's in an interesting state. Begavra, he is unique, but he also has a role of psak, right? Because one of the roles of the Kohanim is that they teach halacha and they paskin. And therefore, his unique Karban depends on him sinning based on his own psak. So he acts as both, essentially, the Beit Din and as the Am, as opposed to what we'll see in the third parak, is that the Karban of the Nasi, of the king, is only for the sin, because he doesn't have a role in Psak in that sense. So the Mishnah tells you, Horu Kohen Mashiach Le'atzmo Shogeg V'asa Shogeg. If the Kohen Gadol, or the Kohen Mashiach, we'll see exactly what it means, sins based on his own mistaken psak, mevi par, shogeg v'asa mezid, if he paskin by mistake, but then he acted on purpose, mezid v'asa shogeg, or he intentionally made a mistake in psak, but then made a mistake in his actions, patur, shora kohen mashiach latzmo, kohorat beidin litzibor. Because the Kohen Gadol occupies this weird middle status where he's like the Sanhedrin. He paskins for himself, but he also needs to act himself, and therefore it needs to be a mistaken psak, a mistaken action.
Abizan?
Yes.
What does it mean the Kohen Gadol paskins? Is like a formal type of thing?
Yep. Yep, it's a pasuk. Uvata ela Kohanim.
Only context does it give a psak, though, as opposed to a Beit Gadol.
What? What do you mean? Uvata ela Kohanim. When you go up to the Beit HaMikdash, the Kohen Gadol, the Kohanim, and the Levim there have a role of Psak. Right? That's what the Pasuk tells you.
He does some form of Psak for himself?
I mean, in this case, yes. In this case, yes. He's Paskin for himself.
Because he he's not lacha, doesn't do anything formal, he would not give his carbon, right?
Say that one more time.
Let's say he thinks there's a halacha, doesn't actually do any formal pesach, but he goes based off what he thinks is true. That would not be his carbon then, right?
Correct.
Okay.
What is the context in which a Kohen Gadol gives a pesach?
What do you mean? I just told you, it's a pasuk. The Kohanim Gadol, right? The Kohanim have a role of pesach.
Is there a difference in when he functions versus when the Beit Din HaGadol functions?
Yes. What exactly the difference is a bit complicated, both philosophically and halachically. Right? I mean, the Netziv tries to develop this philosophically at length in his Kidmat HaEmek, his Akdama to the Hemek Shalah, where he notes that the Sanhedrin and the Kohanim function on two completely different wavelengths. That the Sanhedrin functions based on intellect, right? Based on lumdus, and therefore they are capable of setting precedent, right? They paskin long term because they paskin based on lumdus, and the role of the Kohanim is to make, not to set precedent, but simply to adjudicate decisions in the moment, and their psak is inspired. It's hashkacha oriented, nevuah-esque, or something like that. And he develops a whole theory about this, right? That there are constantly two different types of poskim. There are more intuitive, non-systematic poskim that are of the world of the Kahuna Levia, and then there's the Bezdin, which he assumes is from the function of Yehuda, Michalkeik Mibein Raglav. And he develops this whole theory. He goes through like a whole philosophy of life that the Balei HaTosfot are the heirs of the Sanhedrin, but the Gaonim were the heirs of the Kohanic thing. And God constantly makes sure that there's a balance. And therefore, when the Torah had been too long by the Gaonim, who paskin on this intuitive level, he was goled the Torah to France so the Balei HaTosfot could bring back. Bring back lumdas. Like, he has this whole theory of the universe. So yes, their psak is very different, and there's a lot been written on these two different models. It's a fascinating read if you ever feel like going through it in the Kidmat HaEmek. I don't know if I buy everything in it, but it's definitely a fascinating. It's like Hegelian religious historiography of the world. It's fascinating. But at any rate, we're talking about where the Kohen Gadol, in whatever role that is, that he paskins, and then he follows his own psak. So the Gemara says, Shogeg va'asa shogeg, maybe par. If he makes a mistake in psak, and then follows it, lemaisa, by accident, so he brings a karban. So the Gemara says, pshita, yet I know, that is the case. So Amar Abaye, Achmai Eskinen, Kengon Shahora, v'shachach me'ezet tam hora. It's, we're talking about a case where he paskin, and he forgot the rationale for why he paskined. Uvishah sheta'a amar hareini ose aldat hora'ato. And he says, I don't remember why I said this was mutter, but I'm acting based on my psak yesterday. Dimau detema kevin de'ilu mityadale shema hadarbe. You might have thought that if he remembered his reason, he would retract it. So now this is not really a shogeg, it's like a mezid. V'lo l'chayev, and therefore he shouldn't bring a karban, kamash malon. And what I think you see here is that very much, this is a formal psak. Right? Meaning, this isn't like, oh, I just, you know, thought this was mutter. The whole point is that he issued a decision, and he's relying on the decision, and therefore, even though he can no longer remember why he made that decision, there's a reality to that psak, just like there would be with the Sanhedrin, and therefore, if he relies on his psak, even without going through the full analysis again, that counts. Okay. Mezid Vasa Shogig, Minani Mili, how do you know that if he paskin intentionally, mistaken, wrongly, and then he made a mistake that he isn't chayev, the Tanur Rabbanan, Lashmat Ha'am, because we compare him, Lashmat Ha'am, Hare Mashiach Kitzibor, we compare him to the Tzibor, and we know that the Tzibor, you need Shogig v'Shogig, Valo Dinu, and it makes sense, Tzibor Mote Michal Yochid, the Tzibor is not a regular Yachid, Umashiach motzei mechal yachid. And here's what you see, is that the chiddush here is that there's like a chalos to the Kohen Mashiach. He's not a normal person anymore. Right? He's not For these purposes, at least, a normal person who happens to function as Kohen Gadol, just like the Tzibur is not a Yachid, it transcends, the Kohen Gadol for these purposes transcends. Matzibur ein chayavin el al helam davar im shikigat maaseh, and just like the Tzibur is not chayav unless there's a mistaken psak and a mistaken action, av Mashiach lo ye chayav el al helam davar im shikigat maaseh. Okay, let us, you know what, let me just try to get this thought out. Oklach l'derech zu, the Gemara says, why? Nasi mutza michlal yachid. There's another person who's different from the yachid, and that is the king. U'mashiach mutza michlal yachid, and the Kohen Gadol is unique. Ma nasi, maybe b'shigit ma'aseh below helam davar. The nasi doesn't need a psak. It's just that the nasi, the king, the reason he brings a special carbon has nothing to do with psak. It just has to do with his different chalos as king. So the Gemara says, no, nir l'midome. Look at which carbon he's more similar to. Tzibur bepar, ve'ein mevi'en ashram talui. You know what? No, we're not going to get through all of this. Okay, let's pause here. We'll pick up tomorrow. We already did almost a whole plot, so let's stop there. We'll pick up in this middle of this comparison tomorrow of how much is he like the and how much is he like the Nasi, which again highlights this middle status that he holds. Okay.